All right, I'd like to call to order the meeting of the members of the Corporation of the CSN Foundation. And I'll move to agenda item number one. Is there any public comment at GBC? Hearing or
no.
Seeing? Thank you very much. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comments here in Las Vegas SES. Is there any public comment on the phone?
None at this time.
Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number two, and I'd like to call on President Klippenstein to introduce the presenter for the annual report.
Yeah, Chair Brooks, members of the board, Stacy Klippenstein for the record. It's my absolute pleasure to be able to introduce Paul Johnson today, our chair of the CSN Foundation. Also my opportunity to publicly thank all our members of our foundation board and our talented team at the CSN Foundation. So it's my pleasure again to introduce Paul Johnson. Thank you.
Thank you, President.
Great. Thank you, Dr. Klippenstein. And thank you, Board of Regents, for having us here today. The following are several highlights of this past year. First, regarding our Board of Trustees, we welcome two new members, myself, along with Dane Carter. So we're excited about that. Our Governance Committee and Executive Director, we are diligently working on building our board membership as we go forward. We have a goal of increasing the membership to 18 to 20 members by the end of 2026, so a fairly aggressive recruiting goal there. This will help the foundation as we increase our fundraising efforts to advance the mission of CSN and the foundation and in support of our students and campus community. The fiscal year 2025 audited financials and 990 were completed on time and received the highest level of opinion an organization can receive. No findings or management letter were received. For 2025, we adopted a three-year strategic plan that runs through fiscal year 2027, and the plan addresses five priorities. First, effective and efficient board governance. Second, consistency and sustainability. Third, strengthening our partnerships here in the community. Fourth, maximizing our fundraising. And fifth, student impact. Regarding the foundation office, this year we hired a philanthropy coordinator earlier this year, January 25, and we also hired a manager of donor and alumni relations to help grow our alumni engagement efforts. Both of these roles will help us ramp up as we look to increase our fundraising in the future. So the foundation office moved from two full-time staff members to four this past year. I'll now highlight a few of the fundraising activities in fiscal year 2025. We raised $1,556,000 in charitable gifts from a total of, there was 1,350 gifts throughout the year, 1,026 donors. The breakdown of those charitable gifts is as follows: $612,000 in program support, $408,000 gifts in kind, $500,000 in scholarship and endowments, and $34,000 unrestricted. The foundation awarded 724 scholarships, totaling $883,000. We developed 24 new individually named student scholarships throughout the year. The Student Emergency Fund was also fairly active in fiscal year 2025. The fund received $139,000 in charitable gifts and provided $124,000 in support for 271 students who were experiencing unexpected crisis. Our goal is to ensure that more students facing an unexpected hardship do not have to choose between paying a bill and completing their education. We also received just under $11,000 in monetary support for our Coyote Cupboard to help address food insecurity for our students. The future Northwest Campus for CSN, it's a center of excellence in public safety, remains a high priority for the foundation. The foundation is working with CSN leadership in the continued planning of the Northwest Campus capital campaign to help realize this important goal. And finally, the CSN Foundation Legacy Gala is planned for April 30th, 2026. Because we have not held a gala in the last 7 years, we decided to theme this gala, Coming Home, It Starts at CSN. And this event will be held at the Charleston campus, and the ENSHE Board of Regents will be invited to join us for this memorable evening. More details will come as we go forward. With that, I want to thank you for having us present, and I'm happy to take any questions along with our Executive Director, Danita Simmons. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the report. And again, I think it's important to acknowledge you and everyone who's part of the foundation. We know that it takes a lot of time. It's a lot of volunteer hours to be able to support CSN, particularly through philanthropy. And so thank you for everything that you do. The report I think you gave is fantastic in terms of there's a strategic plan and other implementations that you have in raising funds. And I can only imagine in an environment where we have, a lot of institutions in one small area, that can sometimes be a challenge. But it doesn't seem to be a challenge for you. And I think there's, again, just acknowledgement for the amount of work that's being done. And so thank you very much. Are there any regents with questions regarding this? No. Okay, then I will ask.
I have a comment, Regent Brooks. Regent Brooks, I have a comment. I texted you.
Okay, Regent Del Carlo, go ahead.
I just want to thank CSN for their wonderful report, especially the three testimonials from students. That is why we have these foundations. They really are a huge contributor to student scholarships, and to see the gratitude, the definition, and then the three students that took the time to write why it's so meaningful for them. It really personalizes this, and I really appreciate that. So thank you very much.
Great.
Thank you, Regent Del Carlo. I'll ask for a motion to approve the annual report.
Motion to approve, Regent Brown.
And we know that we need a
second, Regent Del Carlo.
Thank you. So we have a motion to approve by the annual report for CSN by Regent Brown, a second by Regent Del Carlo. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
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 Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you very much again, Mr. Johnson, for your time.
Thank you.
I'd like to call upon President Klippenstein to move us to agenda item number three, and that's the officers.
Yeah, thank you very much, Chair Brooks, members of the board, Stacey Klippenstein for the record. It is my pleasure to be able to share with you a slate of officers for the CSN Foundation Board of Trustees, and they are Paul Johnson as chair, Rebecca Smith, vice chair, Brian Clevin as treasurer, Patrick Coward as immediate past chair, and also accidentally omitted on our part, sorry about this, is Matthew Frazier as secretary. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Klippenstein. I'd like to move to agenda item number four, which are consent items, and we'll take these together. Is there a motion to approve the consent items?
Motion to approve, Regent Batista.
Thank you.
Second, Regent Brown.
So we have a motion to approve the consent items by Regent Batista, seconded by Regent Brown. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Those who oppose, please signify by saying no or nay. Thank you. We'll move on to agenda item number five, new business. Is there any new business? We'll move on to agenda item number six, which is public comment. Is there any public comment at GBC?
None at GBC.
Thank you. Is there any public comment at the system office in Reno?
None in Reno.
Thank you. I don't see any public comments here in Las Vegas. Is there any public comment on SES?
Not at this time.
Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.